Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
Good morning, Hixonia.
Good morning, Darren.
So this morning, we've got you back to discuss why the company's organogram is important. When you sent me this email, I was like, I don't know what the hell you are talking about.
Most people say that. And I'll hear pronunciations like organogram.
Yeah. All right. So two things. What is an organogram? Why is it important?
Okay. An organogram is something that a company puts up that basically gives you an idea of where everyone fits into the company and what their responsibilities are. So you have an organogram that will start with the board of directors at the top, and you will have an organogram that would then have the CEO. It'll have the CFO, the company secretary, all the executive directors, right to the most junior.
So the tree of hierarchy. Manager.
It's a tree of hierarchy. I like the term.
Okay.
So that's what an organogram is. And it tells you who reports to whom and where you sit in importance.
Why is this
within
important?
The company. It's important because a lot of people make the mistake of being taken by the excitement of the interview and the excitement of this wonderful position and status and title that they're going to get. Because remember, when you've gone for an interview and you've just had the wonderful news that you've got the job and your letter appears and it says we're going to call you the XXX director and your package is $3.5 million all inclusive. Most people just concentrate on that because the title sounds so good, the package is so excellent, and they forget to ask the critical question, where in the organogram do I sit?
Okay.
And let me tell you why it's important and why people get frustrated. Is you suddenly arrive, and maybe you've left a smaller company where your title was XXX manager. Now you've got the nice title of director and a huge package. But the difference is you sat quite high in the organogram there, so you were in the room when decisions are being made. So you suddenly arrive at this bigger company with a very nice package and title, and you realize you are not part of the decision-making process because you're not high up in the organogram. And many people have realized that a job that sounded so brilliant and so senior is actually a lesser job than what they had. And where you sit on an organogram is very important because it tells you how far away you are from the main decision maker.
Yes.
So be it the board or the CEO. Obviously, if you're a new hire straight out of university, organogram doesn't matter to you because you're really just so far from everything else. You've got to work your way
up. You're a foot soldier.
But if you've been in a company for 7 to 10 to 15 years, you want to be somewhere that you're able to make decisions. You're able to give input in how a company should run things. There's a second element to it, which frustrates people that I have spoken to, is it's where you have the title CEO, but everything else says you could just be a senior manager, an SVP, or a GM. And this happens particularly in companies that have a head office in London. And you will remember there was a debate many years ago about one JSE listed company, which was also listed on the London Stock Exchange, where the CEO of South Africa wasn't even on the exco of the London company. And it shows you just where they put them on the organogram. And there have been examples of that. And it's very frustrating. And to some people, it's even humiliating. Because people look at your title and think, you're CEO, and yet when I asked you this, you had to refer it to London. So what exactly, what influence do you have? And the organogram tells you what influence you're going to have in the organization. And it's even more important.
As the youngsters would say now, they'd say, find your lane.
The youngsters just, it really doesn't matter where they are, as long as they understand where the department they're in fits into the structure.
100%.
You know, but 7-10 years later, you've moved up in the organization and you need to understand how these decisions are made and where they're made. And it's even more important if you were in a position where you could do this, you could influence the future of the company.
Well, listen, if you missed any of these previous episodes, the Boardroom 101 with Hixonia Nyasulu, they're all available on podcast on our website, ecr.co.za. Hixonia, thank you again.
Thank you, Darren.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.